And here we are live in Homestead Miami Speedway. Welcome back to Racetime Radio. You're all up to date, the sports stuff, that's good. We're joined now with the 2010 Sprint Cup Rookie of the Year, Kevin. How you doing today? Kevin Conway.
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Fantastic. Man, you've had an exciting season.
It has. You know, it was kind of crazy. We weren't even planning on racing in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series back in November at the end of the year last year. We were planning on running full-time in the NASCAR Nationwide Series. Some opportunities developed with some manufacturers, some teams, and our sponsor Extends and Altrol decided that they wanted to go into the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, so it created a very unique opportunity for me to compete for the Ray Bestas Rookie of the Year Award, and something that only 54 other drivers have ever won. So
yeah,
it's a really cool honor, and it's an awesome privilege just to be able to race in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series.
Now, it's not the first time you've been the Rookie of the Year. Like 24 other times you've been, if I read the email, correct, that's 24 Rookie of the Year.
Well, yeah, I don't know if it's been quite 24, but we've just about every other series we've run in, everything from go-karts to legends cars, late models, sprint cars, midgets, Silver Crown cars, in the ASA series, the ARCA series, all the way up through to this point. We've had a tremendous amount of success. We've won some other Rookie of the Year titles, some national championships, track championships, and I tell you, it's crazy. You get so used to winning at the short track level and the regional level.
Yeah.
You step up to these series and you're sitting there running and you walk away with a 25th place finish. Like, wow, that was a really good solid day. You're like, wow, that's kind of tough to mentally process 25th being a good day. But it's a testament to how competitive the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series really is. And man, it is the most difficult racing series I've ever been a part of in my life. And this year we've had to do it on a fraction of the budget that a lot of the other teams have had. But it's kind of cool. It's the first time in over a decade that one of the non-major teams, a Hendrick, a Roush, a Gibbs, someone like that, has not won the Rookie of the Year award. So it gets it back kind of to the roots of the sport, where you have a small independent team struggling, clawing their way through the season. And to get that award means a lot.
Well, congratulations. Good on you for doing it. Take us around Homestead Speedway. What's it like out there? Not even a quarter mile away from us. We can see the racetrack right there. What's it like buzzing around this place?
Well, this is a really cool racetrack in the fact that it's a true oval. Most of the racetracks we go to, you always have a dog leg on the front stretch or some configuration of a tri-oval. And that's one of the last true ovals on the schedule that we go to, especially in the mile-and-a-half configuration. It also has variable banking. The bottom groove is about 18 degrees, the middle groove is 19, the top groove is 20. So as the racetrack takes rubber and you get into a run, you can get up top and be almost just as fast, or if not faster at certain points, than the guys on the bottom or the middle. You drive down, the front stretches, you head down into turn one, they've got some really good braking markers, some lift points. You roll off the gas fairly deep into one. You don't use very much brake at all, if any. Roll to the center. The biggest thing here is the corner is so long, you try to get back to the gas just as quick as you can. Usually the middle to the top's a little bit more forgiving than the bottom. You get back into the gas very early, carry a tremendous amount of momentum down. Getting to three, you'll use a little bit more brake than you do into one. Not very much again, though, and you're off the brake as early as you can. As soon as you feel that front end start to turn, you get right back to the gas, and you try to obviously stay in the gas as long as you can, and the guy that's able to do that all day long is going to be the winner. But there's a lot of things that come into play here. The racetrack takes rubber really well. We have a new tire here. First time we've run on this right side tire, and it's thrown a lot of guys for a loop. As we saw in qualifying, it's quite a bit faster than the tire that we had here last year. So a lot of new things going on here, and at the end of the day, your pit crews come into play, your chassis setups come into play. So as we head into race practice here in a couple hours, it's gonna be exciting to see how guys get the handling figured out with this new tire and with the configuration, and the fact that we've got Jimmy Johnson starting up front, we've got Denny Hamlin deep in the pack, we've got the tightest chase we've ever had in the history of the sport, and then you also have the battle back for the guys that are trying to stay in the top 35 in owner's points. So should be exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. That track's going to be slick. It's very warm here, race fans. Upwards of 80 degrees. We've got Kevin Conway with us, the Sprint Cup Rookie of the Year. Kev, when you're out there, what do these guys like to race against? You're the new guy. Mm-hmm. Are they decent to race against? Have you got many guys out there that you just hate running against?
It really is. Robbie is he's a maniac on four wheels. So he just finished second in the Baja 1000 yesterday. And the guys raced everything and anything and everything possible. So it's been really cool to be hooked up with Robbie, to be able to learn from Robbie. Sometimes throughout the year, last few weeks, we've been able to go out and have him hop in the car and kind of back to back it a little bit, and gives you a lot of confidence when you're out there and you're struggling, you're trying to figure it out, and he gets in and goes the same speed. So it's kind of a consolation prize. It's like, okay, we suck as a team. It's not just me. So
amazing.
We've struggled a little bit, and we're starting to get the cars a lot better. Really trying to figure out kind of some of the challenges that they had with their chassis at Robbie Gordon Motorsports. They build everything. I mean, absolutely everything, bumper to bumper. So it's one of the only single car teams in the sport that build everything. And so Robbie's been working really hard to try to turn the cars around, figure out what we've been missing and get them better. And I think we've started to turn that corner. So cars are definitely starting to get a lot better. We had a mechanical failure in qualifying. But, hopefully we'll have two practices this afternoon to get things sorted out for the Ford 400 tomorrow.
Well, I'm going to catch up with you right after you're done practice. I'm going to stay with you and grab some audio from you.
That'd be great.
We'll definitely bring the fans up to date. Good luck in the race on Sunday. Put that pedal right to the metal, man. You earned it. You're the rookie of the year. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you for having me.
You're the
man.
Appreciate it. That's the stuff. That's Kevin Conway. Of course, he is the rookie of the year in the Sprint Cup Series. Up next, we got Joey Coulter. He is got some huge news, and he's going to be in the Camping World Truck Series. I know he's really excited. He's been waiting a long time here while we've had some other guests, and want to welcome him to the show. Hey, Joey Coulter, how are you today?
I'm doing fantastic.
Fantastic. Hey, thanks for waiting it out. I know you're a busy cat. Big announcement last night for you. ARCA did its job. You did your job. You're going truck racing.
I know. It's been nothing but smiles all week. We're super excited to go over to RCR. I mean, it's such a great organization, and they have so much stuff figured out, it's unreal. I mean, the first time they gave me the tour of the shop, I mean, my brain was getting ready to explode. I mean, it's just there's so many cool things over there and so many great people that, I mean, it blows my mind they don't win every race. I mean, that's just how organized and how perfect everything is over there.
Yeah, you take a look at the success that Austin Dillon has had, even last night. If it wasn't for that last move, and I caught his interview, he said he wished he didn't make that one last move, but I guess hindsight's 20/20. He had some tremendous success. You're going to have a great teammate in Austin Dillon.
Oh yeah, I'm super pumped for him. I mean, he ran great last night, and I know he wished he didn't make that move, but you got to go eventually. You know, you can't just ride around. You got to make a move, and that's what he did. And you know, it was great to hang out with him last night. I was pacing behind the pit box all night, listening and watching everything, and very excited for next year. They've accumulated an awesome notebook this year. You know, the two wins, like 7 poles, I think. I mean, they really had an awesome rookie year, and I'm really looking forward to next year.
No, it was funny. I was out on pit road last night getting ready for the race to start, and your PR guy, Nick, came right up to me, seen the shirt, and he said, we've got amazing news. He was ecstatic, and, you know, it's great to hear because, you know, looking at the 2010 ARCA Remax Series, you were so close to some victories there. You know, back-to-back, you were really, really close.
Yeah, and that was kind of the story of our year, I guess. We were really close and just never could close the deal, and we finally closed the deal at Berlin and got our first win. And that kind of, you know, pushed us on to win the Bill France 4 Crown a few races later.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
You know, we did have an awesome year. Just some bad luck at the beginning kind of set us back in the points. But, I mean, overall, where we finished, we ran second, I think, 5 or 6 times in the last half of the season. I mean, we really had a strong ending, plus the win at Berlin. It really made the season great.
Now, looking at Daytona, of course, it's coming up in February. Do you think you'll run the ARCA race before the truck race when we hit Daytona?
We're thinking about it because the trucks don't get any testing. It's the only series that doesn't get a test.
Right.
A really long practice before the race, but no testing. So I think just to get used to the new asphalt and kind of see if what the new characteristics are going to be, I think we might run the ARCA race just to get a little bit extra seat time and some more experience.
We're talking to Joey Coulter, the number 16 in the ARCA Remax Series, but get ready. He's coming into the Camping World Truck Series. Do you know your number yet?
I'm pretty sure the number's going to be 22.
Number 22, yeah, that's right, yeah.
It's pretty cool. My very first number was number 2, so it's kind of like twice as far, twice as good. So, you know, it's pretty exciting. It's to me, it really doesn't matter what the number is,
yeah.
You know, but I'm definitely excited, and February can't get here soon enough.
Now, last night, did you get in behind the scenes? Were you working at all with Austin's team? Were you you know, checking things out?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was up in their pit box all night, had a radio on, listening to how he communicates with his crew chief and, you know, trying to catch some of the vocabulary that they use. So when me and my crew chief, Harold Holly, get over there, we can, you know, kind of get everybody on the same page, get the same vocabulary going, and that way it just makes the notebook twice as big.
Yeah, now, speaking of that, how much of your team from last year will come with you onto the truck side?
Just Harold, and it's kind of neat because we asked the guys if any of them wanted to go with me over there, and you know, a lot of guys have had their heyday, you know, in the top three series and had a lot of wins and a couple championships, and they were all, you know, they all told my dad, you know, we appreciate the offer, but we're going to stay with the ARCA team, and you know, just they have so much fun, and it really meant a lot to me and my dad for them to say that they had that much fun.
That's awesome.
You know, running ARCA. So a lot of the guys are going to stay. Harold's going to go with me because he's super pumped about being over there. And, you know, we're going to lease the ARCA team out so that way all my guys can keep their jobs and have fun next year.
Any prospective clients ready to jump into that 16 rocket?
We got a few lined up. We're not far enough into it to where we can say anything. But a lot of people are excited about it. A lot of people, we turned a lot of heads last year, you know, with how we ran against some of those other teams. So there's a handful of drivers that are looking ahead in our way.
Yeah, you're big in short track racing. You thinking of heading to the Snowball Derby?
We're going to try. The ARCA Banquet's the same weekend, so we've been sitting down probably every day trying to figure out how we can get the schedules to work out, because I really want to run that race. but I don't know if we're going to make it or not. We're going to try.
Well, exciting stuff for you and your team. Hey, we've got Nationwide Qualifying coming up here real soon. What do you think's going to happen over there?
It's going to be exciting. I'm going to go crawl up to the top of my suite and check it out. It's going to be an exciting weekend. I can't wait for tomorrow to see what happens tomorrow. That's going to be some exciting stuff. And you know, go Kevin Harvick and RCR.
Yeah,
I hope they can pull it off.
Absolutely. Any advice from Kevin Harvick? Has he spoke to you yet?
No, I haven't got to talk to him yet. Talked to Clint Boyer here in a fishing tournament over in the lake with Daryl Gwynn Foundation. We were involved in that tournament, and Clint actually fished with my brother, and they beat us.
Oh, did they?
But
how did Joe Nemechek do?
He didn't catch anything.
He didn't catch nothing?
No, he didn't catch anything. I felt terrible for him. I almost didn't catch anything, but thankfully Mr. Childress pulled one out of the water at the last minute.
Good deal. Good deal. So when will you actually show up at Richard Childress Racing? What's your first day at work?
Monday, as soon as I can get there.
Monday.
Yeah, I'm going to...
What's on the schedule? How do you start out when you're a brand-new driver going into one of those mega teams? What's the first day? What are you thinking the first day is going to look like?
Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. really, the first thing is we got to build some trucks. And, you know, as far as driver's concerned, I need to get seats and all that stuff on the inside of the truck figured out. And I'm going to try to get it as close to Austin's truck as I can, just make it simpler for everybody at the shop. And then from there on out, I just kind of turn it over to the crew chief and let him get the right mechanics on the job and crank out some hot rods before Daytona.
Man, that's going to be exciting stuff. Now, will you be right in that shop working with the guys, do you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I got my school schedule worked out to where I can spend some time at the shop, you know, at least 3 days a week and sometimes more. So I'm going to be in there as much as I can. And it's the first thing they told me, I asked them, I said, how often do you want me to hear this? As much as you can be. So that was exactly what I wanted to hear, so I'm going to be there as much as I can.
Now, is it a long-term contract that you signed up? Is it a long-term deal, or is it short-term, or what is it?
Oh, right now it's 2 years.
With
an optional three halfway through the second year. So, I mean, it's an awesome, awesome deal. I mean, I hope I do good enough for them where they want to keep me for a long time. I know this is the kind of opportunity that, you know, kids like me dream of. I mean, this is an opportunity of a lifetime.
Joey, who do you think in the ARCA Remax series is going to be the next Joey Coulter that's coming through?
Gosh, man, there's so much talent in that series. I mean, and it's a lot of it's just undiscovered, you know. But I mean, I know if Steve Arpin can, I don't know if he's going to make it out of the series this year or not, but he's definitely going to be one that's going to come out there. Justin Marks is going to be another one. There's Mikey Kyle's pretty good. I mean, there's so many drivers that Dakota Armstrong, Tom Hessert's driving for Jermaine next year.
He did a good job last night in the truck.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. He did awesome.
And hey, great to see Craig Goes out there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Craig Goes, too. I mean, there's so many drivers that came out of that series this year, and that even if they don't get into something else this year, that I I wouldn't be surprised if they were in something next year, or, you know, year after next.
Yeah. It just an amazing season is what the 2010 ARCA Remax Series was. I can't wait to get to Daytona and watch that ARCA 200. It's going to be an amazing race.
I can't either. And even if I don't run it, it's going to be a little strange, but also kind of a good thing that I'll be watching it rather than being in it, because I know in the next week I'll be going to work on Friday.
Amazing. Joey Coulter, congratulations. Great to see you're going to be in the 22 Camping World truck for Richard Childress Racing. Man, good for you. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. And I just want to thank everybody over at RCR for the opportunity. I mean, it's really is a dream come true. It's unbelievable.
Amazing. You know what? We're going to take our last break of the day. When we come back, we're going to have Miss Coors Light with us right here on Racetime Radio. Don't go anywhere, fans. Stay right with us. It's going to be amazing. Get ready. The race is qualifying. It's going to begin here shortly. Stay with us here on Racetime Radio.
Hey, race fans, it's Dave Franks here. We know you're all listening to Racetime Radio. The Score, Sirius Channel 98.
Do I make you horny, baby?
Down, but my feet just walking around. Hot sun, making me sweat. Gators getting close, haven't got me yet. I can't dance, I can't talk. Only thing about me is the way I walk. I can't dance, I can't.
Truckers everywhere know, sooner or later, it's gonna get nasty out there. That's why Shell Rotella features energized protection. Shell Rotella T-Triple Protection helps control wear, deposits, and emissions. Shell Rotella T5 10W30 Synthetic Blend Technology can provide fuel economy savings. And there's Shell Rotella T6 Full Synthetic. Learn more at Rotella.com or your Shell distributor or retailer.
For an hour, let's pack the puck. And we'll use that bat to open up the fenders. It's Racetime Radio. And it's presented by Shell Rotella. Here on the Score, Sirius 98.
Rain-X Latitude, a revolutionary wiper blade from the makers of Rain-X Original Glass Treatment. Unlike most traditional wipers, Rain-X Latitude blades contour to your windshield, hugging it and creating even pressure from end to end, which produces a superior wipe and virtually eliminates streaking. Get ultimate visibility with easy-to-install Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Visit Walmart for the complete line of Rain-X visibility products. Rain-X, outsmart the elements.
If you've got the need for speed,
they're racing door to door in turn four,
then you've come to the right place.
It's Racetime Radio
with your host, Joe Chisholm.
Welcome back, everyone, to Miami Homestead, Homestead Miami Speedway.
Hey, this is Bobby Labonte, and you're listening to Racetime Radio on Sirius 98.
I forgot Bobby was there. Sorry about that, Bobby. we're joined now with Miss Coors Light, Rachel Rupert.
Yes.
Rachel, how are you today?
I'm fabulous. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Man, you're a hot commodity down here in Florida.
Apparently. Everyone's trying to get me on the radio, and I'm like, all right, let's do it.
Fantastic. Now, how long have you been Miss Coors Light?
We started back in the first week of the chase. So I started in Loudoun, and so this is my 10th week, you know, going strong. And I'll be all next season, too, every race next year. So it's still a pretty new program. I'm the first ever Miss Coors Light, so it's brand new, and I couldn't be more happier about it.
I bet. Man, the suit looks great on you. You're a beautiful-looking lady.
Thank you.
And Coors Light, you couldn't get a better beer to represent. That's
absolutely
fantastic.
Absolutely. Coors Light is a great brand. Like we were talking about earlier, it's the official beer of NASCAR, and so, you know, they're out here doing everything that they can to, you know, bring the fans back in the sport and have a lot of stuff for them to do. And we do the Coors Light Pole Award every weekend. So we do that for Nationwide and for Sprint Cup. We'll be awarding that later today for the Nationwide race. And so, yeah, Coors Light it's great. I mean, I know I love it when I go to appearances and have all the fans come up to me and they're like, oh, that's my favorite beer. And I'm like, yeah, well, I'm representing. I got a onesie on with Coors Light all over it. So
now, Coors, not Coors Light, but the Pole Award. Went yesterday
to Casey Kane.
Casey Kane.
Yeah.
What a fantastic, that's a good sign for him in the Red Horse.
It was actually great because, you know, before he was with Budweiser. And so, you know, we've always had a little bit of a hard time being able to talk with him and take pictures with him because of the, you know, conflicting beer or whatever. So,
yeah.
So that was right when I interviewed him after he won the Polo Award. I came up to him and I was like, so I said, I finally get to talk to you and interview you now and talk about Bud Light and Coors Light and how, you know, it's not going to work out. But he was like, I asked him, I said, you know, so what's your transition been like from, you know, Budweiser to Red Bull? And he was really honest saying that it was hard. It had been tough. And I guess it is tough on them to go from, you know, one team to another and get transitioned into things. But he was great. He was super excited. And I was pretty shocked. I thought Jimmy was going to come out here and take the Polo Award this week. But so I was proud of Casey. I picked either Carl Edwards or Jimmy Johnson, but I was proud of Casey. I think he deserved it.
Yeah,
so.
Good deal. Now, nationwide qualifying comes up in literally moments.
Moments.
We're going to hear cars firing up. Who do you think is going to take the pole there?
Kyle Busch is killer in nationwide. However, I don't think we need to rule out Brad Kay either because he's now the champion for nationwide. You know, he'll lay low. He has nothing to lose at this point. So he might lay low. I don't know. I'll probably go with Kyle Busch, though. He's so strong. I mean, gosh, you just can't count him out. So he's probably my pick.
And you got to watch Carl Edwards, too. He can knock the cover right off the ball.
Agreed.
Here.
And he's on fire right now. I mean, last week he took it all. So I'm pretty proud of him right now. He's definitely on fire. So he could take it, too. Who knows?
So what all do you got coming up now? We're hitting the end of the season.
Right.
What are your duties now from here until we get to Daytona?
Relax. we'll finish out this weekend here, and then I'll have, you know, some time at home for Thanksgiving, and then we'll be in Vegas for Championship Week. I'll be actually going to the banquet, and got me a nice little dress for that. But, so we'll be doing all of that, and the Champions Week's going to be fun. There's a lot of events that Coors Light's doing that I'm going to be a part of. And then as far as the off-season goes, I'll just be making, you know, random appearances throughout the country, just different places that need me, like Walmarts or whatever, just to, you know, get the brand out there and get everybody geared back up for race season. But it'll probably be pretty chill. I'll probably take some time off and have a couple Coors Lights with my family and chill out. So it'll be much needed after 10 weeks, I can tell you that.
Any trips up to Canada planned? Will they ever ship you up there?
No, there aren't any planned. I'm trying to get up to Colorado. That's our big plan, is to go to the actual, you know, the Rockies and all that and see everything. The Blue Rockies, when the Rockies are blue, the beer is cold. So I can finally see that. But, so we have that in the works. But I'm sure we'll be hitting next season hard, full force, because it'll, you know, I'll be at every race next year. So they're going to get me prepped for that, I'm sure.
that's a tall order. I followed the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series coast to coast in Canada this past summer. And I'll tell you, it's just quite a deal to go coast to coast. And I can't imagine trying to do the Sprint Cup schedule.
Oh, just 10 weeks. I mean, I can't even say anything. There's people who have been doing it all season without me. But just 10 weeks going from, you know, California to Miami, now, you know, Arizona, now going to Vegas. I mean, it's just one thing after the next. So you pretty much keep a bag packed all the time. Just switch out the clothes. And, I mean, for me, I got, my onesie to wear. So I just throw that in there, and I'm good to go.
Now you've seen the season, what do you think is going to transpire tomorrow? Who do you think is going to take this championship?
Love this question. I would definitely have to say my gut tells me that Denny Hamlin's going to win it. I think he has the determination, the drive. I think I've said from the beginning of this chase that he is someone to watch out for, and I think he has what it takes to win. So I'm going to go with him. However, I am even more excited about the fact that the chase is so close at this point because, I mean, this is what NASCAR needs right now, is a close chase, you know, everyone fight until the end. And I mean, you can't count Jimmy out. You can't count Kevin out. I mean, they're right there together. And I think at this point, you know, it's going to be either who makes a mistake or who leads the most laps or, you know, something to that effect. So it could just be something very minor. So I'm ready. But I think Denny's got what it takes. What about you?
I think Denny is the man to beat. He's definitely the guy. I think that Jimmy Johnson is going to be right there. My concern is that Jimmy Johnson and Denny get together and create a problem. In that case, you know that beyond the shadow of a doubt, Kevin Harvick is waiting for that particular moment in time.
I agree, which is why I think Kevin has gone into this chase with like a slight little smirk on his face, knowing that, you know, those two are going to battle it out. And if he maybe just rides it out, which is pretty much what he's done all season if you think about it. Mm-hmm. He's been that guy that's just been consistent.
Right.
He's not winning races. He's not doing anything crazy. He's been consistent. And here he is, you know, 46 points back.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, that could be what happens tomorrow. You know, you never know at this point. It's just so close. But, I mean, Denny, I think Jimmy and Kevin got in Denny's head a little bit during the press conference the other day, and that could be something else. You know, Denny's a good driver, but his, you know, he could get a bad headspace. Who knows? Because Jimmy is saying things like, you know, well, I've got nothing to lose.
Right.
I've only got things to gain, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I'll tell you this. I think the irony right now is that Denny, I put this on my Facebook page yesterday. I quoted it. Denny started 38th in this race last year and won. And he's starting 38th tomorrow.
Yeah. And he loves this racetrack. What I found odd is the guys are really staying away from everybody.
Yes.
And that's probably a good thing. They're really staying away. They're really concentrating on what they're doing.
They're focused. Absolutely.
They are very focused.
I mean, they've got to be. You know, even on pit road yesterday for qualifying, usually I walk up and down and we take photos for the Facebook page for the fans and whatnot. And I was walking down there, and usually, you know, they walk next to their car and hang out or whatever.
Right.
No, they all, you know, came in at the last minute that they had to and would kind of bounce in, you know, talk to their crew chief, get in, ready to go. You know, none of this lollygagging stuff. Those guys are focused. I mean, imagine making it this far and not getting it. You know what I mean? You know that must be hard.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine. So they're very focused. I'll give them that.
It's like going to the Super Bowl. How many chances are you going to get? Some guys get the chance to go into that, you know, 5 and 6 times.
Right.
But there's other people that, you know, they're dynamite players and they only get there once. And, you know, they're depending on all these other guys in order to get that ring. And, you know, there's 3 teams right now. Jimmy Johnson, albeit has the 4-time championship, I don't know. He can do it.
He can.
We know
that. I
agree. But is Denny going to slide one sideways and go after it? It's his racetrack.
Like I said, from day one, I've known that he has something special going on this season. I mean, if you know, Denny, I mean, with the fuel problem last week, I mean, he was dominating that race, dominating. And then for something as minor as, you know, a fuel problem like that, it just, you know how frustrating that was. Well, his dashboard knows how frustrating that was.
Yeah, he punched it.
But, you know, going into something like that, and it's just small little things like that. I mean, I think they all have what it takes. But, you know, and Jimmy has the opportunity to make history, you know, 5 in a row. I mean, that's pretty big, too. So it's like, he has a lot to think about, too.
Yeah.
You know, he can't fool anybody. You know what's spinning in those wheels upstairs. So he's got a lot going on. But you know what I think's crazy is, you know, all the other drivers who are not in the top 3 right now are just like, yeah, let's do this. Like, you know, they just want to have fun because they have nothing to lose at this point. So I just hope, you know, I really hope there's nothing I hope there's no bad wrecks or anything crazy tomorrow. I really, really hope that no one does anything stupid at this point, because those guys have just worked so hard. And but I am petrified. I would be petrified to see, like, last 10 laps, Denny and Jimmy up there together.
Yeah,
I mean,
it would be amazing.
That would be intense. I'd be interested to see what happens. I'd be a little scared. I think everybody'd be a little nail-biting at that point. So,
how do fans follow you on Facebook?
Facebook.com/MissCoorsLight. That's my Facebook page. That's my website. And that's where I, you know, after we give out the Coors Light Pole Award for Sprint Cup and Nationwide, I interview the drivers, and we have fun little clips that we do. I do weekend previews where I talk about stats from previous races and what's going to come up this weekend. We put those on there. We have photos and all the experiences. So if you're a race fan, it is the place to go to check everything out. So, and if you're not a race fan, go on there. I'll make you a race fan.
Well, I'll tell you, there's new incentive, guys. Trust me. You're going to want to win a pole here and at every race. I want to thank you, Rachel, for joining us this afternoon here on Racetime Radio. You got to do one favor.
Okay.
Our controller back in Toronto, in the Toronto studios, is Nero. And he really wants you to say just Nero is a sexy man. And then he's going to be able to, encapsulate that and really use it against all the other guys at the Score Radio. So if you could do that.
Not a problem. What's his name again?
His name is Nero.
Nero? Okay. Nero is a sexy man.
There you go, Nero. See, it pays to work Saturdays when Racetime Radio's on the air. Rachel, thanks so much. It was a slice.
Oh,
it really was.
Thank you. The pleasure was all mine.
You have a great day. Get ready. You got another pole to work coming.
I know. I am. I'm ready to go. So thank you again. I really appreciate it.
You want to believe it. Ms. Coors Light, she's right here at Homestead Miami Speedway, and you can be here too, race fans. Still lots of tickets available for the races. You're going to want to come in. Don't miss these races. Double Sprint Cup practice still to come today. Of course, the Nationwide Series cars are on the track right now doing qualifying. The green flag will fly at 4:30 tonight for the Ford 300. It's going to be a huge race. Now, I've got a few clips from last night's race just before qualifying, and I want to give you guys the chance to hear these clips. There was a lot of great stuff happened last night. And, of course, we want to hear from Austin Dillon. He was the guy that sat atop of the pole for the truck race. I caught up with him, and he does touch a little bit on next year. Here's what Austin Dillon had to say.
I can't say enough about the Bass Pro Shops team and Chevrolet and ECR Engines. It's been a great year for us. Want to go out with a bang, and we're doing it so far. Just got to go finish it up tonight.
Man, it's been a great season for you. You've had a dynamite year. I had Ray Dunlap on the other night. We're talking about rising stars. Your name was at the top of the list.
Well, I mean, Ray's a great guy, and I'm just glad that I got people like him supporting me in this racing deal. And just so proud to be out here racing with such a great group of people in the truck series, and can't wait to see what's to come.
Next year, are you going to do the same thing in the truck, or is there some Nationwide?
Well, we're going to go for the Truck Series Championship again, and then possibly some Nationwide here and there with KHI. We're going to run four races, so I'm really excited about joining up with Kevin Harvick Incorporated.
And that was Austin Dillon. Just a tremendous race. You know, he had some difficulties right near the end if you caught the race. If you didn't, Austin a little high coming out of turn four. Got into the fence and was making a move. He was actually going to the front. Great race watching him and Kyle Busch up at the front of the field. It was a dynamite race. If you missed it, try and catch it on speed again. I don't know whether they're going to re-air it or not. But today, race fans, don't forget about this Nationwide race that's coming up at 4:30. Tune in to Sirius Channel 128. If you're in your vehicle, you got your Sirius turned on, don't miss MRN Radio. They'll have it flag-to-flag coverage for you. You don't want to miss that. Now, I also got caught up yesterday with Ron Hornaday. Great guy to talk to. Of course, Ron's had a difficult season. Here he is.
We definitely need to win to get this team morale back up. The guys haven't lost their morale, but the year we've been having, the last three races wrecking, and none of them my fault. So it's just one of them years. So, yeah, really looking forward to a re-sign with KHI, and we've got some new things for next year, and we look forward to it.
Ron, it's tough when you're out there. You've had great success in this series. You have a year like that you've had this year, and it's not your fault. Is it hard to get in that truck each time and, you know, stuff happens, and it's not your doing?
No, I mean, the only good thing about it, I've got Kevin Delaney, and they're both racers themselves. They understand it. They see it. And they just, you know, they just keep giving me great equipment. So, I mean, it's part of it. I mean, you know, look at the year we had last year and the year before that. So it's just everything coming in 1 year, and hopefully we get the monkey off our back, and we can finish this Homestead race up with a good finish, and wait for next year at Daytona.
Yeah, you're going to go get him. Good luck tonight.
I appreciate it. Thanks for stopping by.
Now, remember, fans, I was talking at the beginning of the week, Tuesday night to be exact. We had Derek White, one of the racers from Canada. Of course, the 2010 NASCAR Canadian Tire Series driver. He was the Rookie of the Year in 2010. He drove a truck last night here at Miami Homestead Speedway. I caught up with him before qualifying. I'm going to play you the piece before qualifying and after qualifying. It's priceless. You got to listen to this.
I'm very excited. I wish I had got another hour of practice in there, because just before they stopped the practice, I started getting a little bit more comfortable, and Chuck was able to go a little bit quicker and quicker. So with at least a good 15 to 20 more laps, I would have been a lot quicker than I am now.
How was the draft out there? Did you get together with any trucks and feel the draft?
I got side draft pretty good. but other than that, everything is cool. It's the truck is really running good. It's just it's kind of hard to keep the foot, my right foot down to the bottom, because it's just really fast, this truck. When I get into the turn, I'm kind of a little bit nervous. So I keep lifting. That's why my times are a little bit slower than everyone else.
So practice yesterday rained out. Must have really hurt anticipation.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of good that we did get rained out because, like this morning now, at least I got some more laps in. Because now, if we didn't get rained out, I would have to just go out there at 5 o'clock and do my two laps. So at least now I'm warmed up now. I did about 30 laps this morning, so I'm ready for that two-lap qualifying, and hopefully I could put it inside the 30 starting position.
Okay, are you going to run both laps, or are you just going to run the one?
No, I'm going to do the two of them, just for the heck of it.
High or low on that track, which way's the fastest way around here?
I think high is faster, but my truck doesn't seem like it wants to go to the top. I don't know. I'm going to stay right in the middle, I guess. Hopefully I could just keep that pedal down to the metal.
And he did keep that pedal to the metal. He ended up finishing the race up 33rd. Now, fans, you might sit back and say, well, you didn't do very well. 33rd isn't very good, but you know what? For a guy that just took a green flag in a Camping World Truck Series truck for the first time, here at Homestead Miami Speedway, he did a tremendous job. There were trucks behind him. I want to play for you now the clip that I got from him right after he was done his first two laps of qualifying. Here he is.
It was good. I mean, I'd rather that I went first instead of last. I kind of messed up on my qualifying, but we're in anyway, so it's all good.
Now, you did make some changes before you went out. In practice, you said you liked the changes. How did it feel with those two laps of qualifying?
It felt good. It's just that I thought it was the green, and the white and the checkered. I missed one lap, the second lap. It's cool, though. It's all good.
Well, you didn't go sideways. That's a good sign.
That's it.
We had one truck in qualifying slide totally sideways, coming off the turn four banking. And I'll tell you, fans, it was scary looking. Derek and I standing side by side, seeing the guy sliding through sideways. And he just turned to me and said, wow, I'm glad it wasn't me. Well, it was just an amazing weekend here at Homestead Miami Speedway. Fans, get ready. This is going to be the wildest Sprint Cup race you've seen in years. This is going to be a tremendous ending. The Nationwide Series green flag flies at 4:30 today. Don't forget to tune into Sirius Channel 128. You can catch the show. Don't miss Moody and the guys. They'll keep you right up to date. You won't miss a lap. We'll catch you Tuesday night at 8 p.m. That's it from Homestead Miami Speedway. This is Joe Chisholm. We'll catch you Tuesday night, race fans.
Racetime Radio, presented by Shell Rotella heavy-duty diesel engine oil. Visit us on the web at www.racetimeradio.com. Or leave a message on our 24-hour listener hotline. 1-888-5-RACETIME. That's 1-888-572-2384. We hope you'll join us again next time for more Racetime Radio.
Come on now, dig.
Exclusively on your home for the hardcore race fan. The Score, Sirius 98.
Excellent, buddy. Excellent.